Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest this evening is Keith Williams. He is senior editor at Tyndale House Publishers. He is passionate about helping people know and love God better, specifically by creating Bibles that are designed to build as many bridges toward understanding as possible for modern readers. Now, I've been a fan of the New Living Translation for years and have used it at least one of my years reading the Bible through. I typically do a different translation each year, and I think I've used the NLT twice. I've got several of their products, including ones that Keith has worked on, the Swindoll Study Bible and the Life Application Study Bible. So there is a new product, and I'm not trying to sell it. I'm trying to make you aware of it so that you can decide whether you want to buy it. But I will tell you that it is really a fascinating step forward in wedding the perfect Word of God in a wonderful translation with modern technology that makes a lot of additional resources readily available. So, Keith, welcome to the broadcast. We're glad to have you on this evening.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, how does the Filament Bible Collection play a part in the future of Bible reading?
I think that's a great question. It is, the Filament Bible Collection, in a lot of ways, really looks a lot like the Bibles that people know and love and have been using for decades, if not centuries. It's a really simple Bible that has nothing but God's Word in it. So when you open up a Filament Bible Collection Bible, you're looking at God's Word presented as simply and clearly as you expect on the page, with really nothing to distract you if you want to just sit down and get lost in God's Word, which we think is really important. You know, that is a really important way of engaging with the Bible, is to just sit down and have kind of an unmediated experience with the text of Scripture so you can, connect and hear God's voice in it.
Yes.
But then where Filament really shines and goes above and beyond what you expect is that there's a companion app that works with these Bibles, and it's a free app that's available for Apple devices and Android devices. And the way it works is you just download the app. It's called Filament Bible App. And there's a simple connection process where you connect your Filament Bible Collection Bible to the app. No matter what page you're turning on, if you're in Mark or if you're in Ecclesiastes, you pull out the Filament Bible app and you scan the page number with the camera of your device. And the app then recognizes exactly what page of the Scriptures you're on, and it dishes up study content, devotional content, interactive maps, visuals, even videos, just for that page that you're on.
And it's remarkable, because we're talking about every page in the Bible. You have resources that are tied directly to that page.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's really great is that you're able to have access to that at a moment's notice, because no matter where you are, most of us, we have our phone with us. We carry these devices with us. So all you need is that device to pull it out of your pocket, scan the page, and you see you can get access to that background information. If you see a person, you're like, oh, I wonder if there's more information about that person. There's probably a profile written about them in this app. And the maps are interactive. You can tap and zoom around. It really is, it's a great digital experience, but it also is curated just to that page you're on. So you're not like flipping through, you know, hundreds of search results or, you know, trying to find your place. It's as simple as the picture to connect it.
Well, I appreciate that because, again, I have a bunch of nice, thick, rich study Bibles with all kinds of notes and maps and this kind of thing. But that's a lot to lug around. It's a lot to pack when I'm going on a trip. And I want to be able to continue not just the reading of God's Word, but the study of God's Word with resources and things to back it up. And when I'm traveling, to have a nice thin line Bible like this. Now, I will say, I probably should have gotten the large print edition, but I don't have any problems reading this thin line as long as I have my reading glasses on. The nice thing about the large print is I can sometimes, in good light, read large print without my reading glasses. And so, you know, that's nice too. But this thing is so accessible. You can carry it. It's easy. I literally carried it in my hand as I did my walking today. This is a wonderful compact, if you will, thin line is the proper term, Bible that is very easy to take with you anywhere. And yet, if you also have your phone, you can access all these wonderful resources. Now, I've got to say, you can just use your phone in order to read the Bible. And I have been in situations before where that was what I needed to rely on was just my phone because I didn't have my big, thick study Bible with me. And I didn't have a thin line with me. And so you can just read online. But the combination of this nice printed Bible, beautifully printed, beautifully bound, that you can hold in your hand. And folks, I know some of my listeners are wondering, does he get kickbacks from Tyndale? I don't get a penny out of this, okay? I want you to know, as you listen, that I'm not just talking about something that I don't know, haven't tried. This is a wonderful translation. It is a trustworthy translation. And I really appreciate the history of Tyndall House, because across the years, when some publishers, to remain nameless, have been much more concerned about profits than they were concerned about accuracy, or they were concerned about political correctness more than accuracy, Tyndall has stayed true and faithful. And it's extremely, I do not know a more readable translation. I don't think there is in English a more readable translation than the Living Bible. And yet it is not sacrificing accuracy for the sake of being easy to read. They really worked long and hard on this and took the wonderful original work, the Living Bible, which kicked off Tyndall House. The Living Bible was being developed when I was a kid. I remember my older sister in high school saying to my dad, who was a pastor, "Daddy, you know there's a man over in Wheaton who has started writing out his paraphrase of the Bible that he was developing for his children in family devotions. You do that for us. Do you think maybe if you wrote yours out that, you know, you could share that with other people?" My dad didn't, and he missed out on millions of dollars. But I then, as a teenager, loved the Living Bible paraphrase. And it was a wonderful paraphrase, but it was not a translation. It was a paraphrase. And sometimes accuracy was compromised, not betrayed, but just softened for the sake of making it easier to understand for children and so forth. Well, this translation doesn't do that. This is true to the text. This is true to the original. And it is the most readable out there in English, I'm convinced. And so now to have all these resources with it, to have at just the click of your phone access to commentary, study guides, videos that are not just enjoyable for children, they're very helpful for adults as well.
Yeah.
This is great stuff, and I highly recommend that you look at it and decide if it's a fit for you.
Oh, no, I appreciate all of that. Tyndale's a great organization to be a part of. I mean, that passion that Ken Taylor brought to his work on creating the Living Bible, of just making sure that everyone could understand the Word of God,
yes,
and be transformed by it.
Amen.
It continues to be a part of the DNA of who we are as an organization. So I've just really been fortunate to be there for the last 15 years.
That's great.
And work on a lot of Bible projects. And one thing I do want to clarify to make sure that the listeners understand is that the Filament Bible app actually is different from some of the other Bible apps you might have on your phone.
Yes.
that contain the text of the Bible in them. And those are great. I mean, I have them on my phone too. If I'm listening to a sermon and they read a verse in a way that I'm not familiar with, I'll sometimes pull out YouVersion and try to figure out, okay, what version was that?
Yeah.
That was being referred to. And so I really, you know, they have done so much to expand Bible accessibility around the world.
Yes.
And so they're great. But what we did with the Filament project is different, in that the Bible is specifically contained in a print book, which we think was important. You know, there's a lot of research that says that when you read something in print, you have better engagement, you have better attentiveness, you have better retention and understanding of what you're reading.
Yes.
And so we felt like that was important. But these digital tools are also, they're super valuable. And so we try to think about what would it look like to bring the strength of print and the strength of digital together in a Bible and app combination. And I think that's what we've been working towards accomplishing. I hope that we have accomplished it, because, you know, there's really, because of all these free Bible apps and, you know, all kinds of other things, there is no Bible accessibility crisis in our modern society. Everybody who wants a Bible can have one.
Yes.
You know, but there is certainly a Bible engagement crisis,
Amen.
A Bible understanding crisis, a Bible obedience crisis.
Amen.
And, engagement and understanding are things that we think this Filament app can come alongside a print Bible and really, really help with. You know, it gives you that extra information if that's what you need. It gives you devotional articles to help you sort of dive deep in your soul with God and the text, if that's what you need. Now, the obedience part, you know, that's in your own hands. Hopefully we provided the tools to be ready to, you know, kind of soften the hearts of people to hear God's voice and be able to get to take that next step on their own.
Amen. And I want to mention also that this, as much as I love the New Living Translation, you also have the Filament Bible available in King James, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. The Thin Line and the Thin Line Large Print are available in the New Living Translation, and we have a Thin Line Large Print of the King James Version, and all of those work with the same app. In fact, if you wanted to have an NLT and a King James and compare them, you could use the same app on your phone and just switch between the two. You get the same content for each, but if you're in a King James Version, obviously the study notes are commenting on the text of the King James Version.
Right.
But it comes from the same source. So you'll find that you get the same information. It just uses the King James language where it was citing the NLT in the other one.
Yeah.
We also have giant print editions in both translations that'll be available around the end of the year or January.
Okay, well, that's what I want for my 70th birthday in a few years. it'll be here before you know it. But folks, if you're listening and you want to do something in a few years for me, assuming I'm still alive, you can chip in and get me a giant print edition. But now, who do you think will benefit the most from using the Filament Bible?
You know, one of the things that that I love about it is that really anyone who is interested in engaging with the Bible more deeply is going to be able to find benefit from the Filaman app. You know, some folks really are looking to do devotions with their families, perhaps.
Right.
And the videos are going to be really helpful in that regard. And maybe the devotional articles in the Reflect section, which those come, there's over 1,500 devotionals mm-hmm. in there. Every single page has at least one.
Yep.
And, yeah, 350 videos. And even recently we've added worship music. So there's worship music performed by Shane and Shane and some of their friends. And we've indexed those songs to related scripture passages. So if you scan a page and there's a, you know, a hymn or a worship song that that there's a video for related to that, you get a video that shows you the lyrics as they're playing the song. So, yeah, I think serious Bible students will want to dive in and see the study notes and, you know, really go deep on the interactive maps and infographics. I mean, when you get into those maps, you can pinch and zoom and tap on cities and learn more about what happened there, see photos of the archaeological sites. There are infographics that you can kind of dive deep on and learn more about. One of my favorite features, actually, of this product is in the study section, we have things called theme articles.
Yes.
Which are medium-sized articles on kind of key biblical theological topics. And this is really great stuff. It was written by some of the best evangelical Bible scholars. They touch on topics that really help round out the way you're reading the scriptures as a whole. And so I think that's a feature not to be missed, especially by serious Bible students who want to use this to dig in, whether they're preparing to you know, teach their small group or just doing their own personal study. I think they'll really benefit from it. And one other thing I want to mention, you alluded to this earlier about your experience that it's really easy to use. We were very intentional in building this app. We recognized that not all Bible readers are tech savvy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, apps can be a little intimidating for some people. So as we were building it, one of the things the president of the company had asked us to be very mindful of was to make sure that his mother-in-law could use it without help.
That's good.
And so that was one of our core principles as we were building the app, is make sure it passes this mother-in-law test. And I think, you know, so far we've been getting great feedback that people are not having, you know, it's a simple experience to get started and use this app. So anyone who has a smartphone or an iPad and wants to engage with their Bible on a deeper level, mm-hmm. That's who these Bibles are for.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I thought that, you know, there will be a lot of young people who will just be intrigued because they're intrigued by apps. They'll be intrigued by all these resources, and it'll motivate them to dig a little deeper, to go a little further than if you gave them 10 books and,
sure.
You know, to put on your shelf. And said, you know, as you're going off to college, here you go. You need to take these books with you, and now you can research things. And it's got, you know, here's a book of devotionals. Here's three commentaries, you know, two on the Old Testament, one on the New. And here is, you know, that's just not for most folks as motivating to get into.
Right.
But when you are using the app, one thing very naturally leads to another. And you're given the opportunity to say, yeah, I want to use these study tools to dig deeper, or to say, you know, I'm really more right now just wanting to get some devotional thoughts to apply this that I've just read to my life. Because I've only had one cup of coffee, and I need a kickstart here for my devotions.
Exactly.
This offers that kind of flexibility all in one place. So
right.
I recommend it. You mentioned there's more editions coming in the future. That, I presume, especially is the giant print.
Yeah, that's the only one that's officially in the pipeline. But I think we've really seen a great response to these filament Bibles. And so I think that, you know, Tyndale has a commitment to continuing to support this and make sure that the app is there for you as long as you have this Bible. And I think we are going to see more Bibles available down the road.
That's great. And also, you mentioned that the app will continue to be updated and enriched, and more materials can be added. And you don't have to get a new app for that. You can just, there will be more and more coming in the future, God willing.
Yes, I'm already planning for the next update of the app to add some additional features just to make it more usable, make it more engaging. And so we are, we're going to continue to work to provide the best Bible engagement experience possible. So
praise God. Now, a recent study showed that those who engage with the Bible at least weekly are, and I'm tempted to say W-E-A-K, but at least weekly, at least once a week, if you, you know, engage with the Bible at least weekly, you're almost four times more likely to report that their Bible reading has increased over the past year than to report that it stays the same. As people start getting into the Word of God, they find that this book that was so intimidating and that the devil worked so hard to tell them that they didn't have time for right now, the more they read it, the more they read it. The more they,
right.
The more you get into the Word of God, the more you discover, my word, this is what I've been longing for. This is what I needed. This is what feeds me. I don't need to go to the pantry. I need to go to the Bible.
Yeah, that's really encouraging statistics to hear in this, with the kind of year that we've been having, that people are being driven to the Bible and being driven back to it again.
Well, the more you do the right thing, the more you want to do the right thing. When the enemy can keep you at arm's length, my parents wrote in the front of my first Bible, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. You know, if that was an old 1950s expression. But the fact is, once you start letting God speak to you, and you spoke of this beautifully at the start of our conversation, people can sit there with the Word of God and meet with God. The author of the Word will meet with us as he promised, and his Spirit will instruct us as we feed on his Word. And so all of these resources that are available on the app that makes the Filament Bible Collection appealing, all of that is designed to get you into the Word, not to take you away from it, not to distract you from it, but to encourage your continued feeding on the Word of God. Keith, I want to thank you for your excellent work. And I thank God for Tyndale's faithfulness. Appreciate the memory of Ken Taylor and the fact that he was used by God to help get a whole generation of us even more in love with God's Word. My pastor was asked back when we were teenagers, what is the best translation of the Bible? And he said, whichever one you'll read the most.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's wonderful now to have the New Living Translation, which is so readable, so accessible and understandable, and yet so wonderfully faithful and accurate in its translation. God bless you, Keith. Keep up the good work.
Oh, I really appreciate that, Jim. And it really is a pleasure and a blessing to be able to be alongside facilitating people's engagement with God through his Word. That's something I never take for granted. As I go about my work, just, you know, praying that he would be there in this work as well, so that whatever we do is driving people towards him and getting out of the way.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, God bless you too, Jim.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.